Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Paul Massara joins me now. He's got a nice horse going around. Got a fair bit of weight on today, though, and that's a Pandemonium in the fourth. Morning, Paul.
Morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. You got Robbie Darlin taking two off from the 62. And second up, this horse has got to come in with a real live chance. It had had one run back and ran fifth in the Kensale. It was a good run.
Yeah, I was very happy with the first up run. Listen, it's the next Gay Waterhouse horse. We actually bought it at the stud as a breeding prospect with no intention of kind of racing on. But she didn't go and foal last season. So while she was up there, we decided we'd send her around and see how she went. So we're back at the races with her. And, yeah, as you said, her first up run was pleasing. She's got plenty of weight today, which I think is a concern, but she has run well with weight before.
All right. Just you've got one in tomorrow, more Repopulist, and you have to work a bit of magic here. This one's gone close to winning for you.
It has. Listen, this is a much easier race. I think there's a horse that finished ahead of him last start at Tamworth, but we're going a long way for a win. but I actually think he should be pretty hard to beat tomorrow in what looks kind of a fairly average field with only probably one other chance, I'd say.
Fascinating runner you've got nommed on Saturday in the highway, Madame Pauline. She won end of the 2017 December, won two in a row at Scone, had 66 weeks off. What happened?
She, in that last start, she pulled up, she tore a little ligament in her pastern, collateral ligament, and as a result of that, we couldn't find out. She had a very low-grade lameness for a while, and as a result of that, we had to give her a good spell, which we've done. We basically gave the best part of a year off, and she's 110%. She's had a couple of trials this time back in. I'm happy with her, and I think this is a nice race to kick it back off in.
Yeah, I looked at the trials and I was looking for bandages, and there was you got nothing on her. She races nice and clean, so I thought, well, that's why I was fascinated to wonder what the injury was.
Yeah, no, it was just a little ligament. You've just got to be patient with those things, and time's the best healer, and we gave her plenty of time. I think she's a horse with a fair bit of ability, and it's a nice race for her. You know, they've always got a bit of ring rust when they come back after having a year off, so you've got to account for that, and can sometimes take a run or two to get them back up to where they should be, or sometimes it's even another little preparation. But very happy with her. We've given her the three trials, and she goes into it in good order, but probably still some improvement to come. She's typically quite a heavy set, little kind of nuggety type. So she carries a little bit of condition, but I think we've done enough with her at this stage with the three trials to have her ready to perform first up.
And as you said, it's been almost 18 months since she's raced from her last race, and you can get them as fit as you can with the trials. There's nothing better than race fitness, is there?
No, there isn't. There's no pressure like race pressure. So although we have brought her up quite steadily in those trials, you know, to be under full pressure Saturday, and I'm pretty happy with her going into it. As I said, I think she'll come out of it a better horse than she went into it, but she's certainly adequately fit to put in a solid performance on Saturday.
And Paul, you must have a pretty fair opinion of her to bring her back after the over a year off, because a lot of people would have said, all right, she's won two, we'll just send her to stud.
I do. She's always been a very nice horse, and I thought she's going to be very progressive. You know, I thought she, before she got injured, she doesn't like softish tracks. She won on a soft track. It's only Scone, and she's only won two at Scone, but just the way that she did them, she's very genuine in her effort. Those genuine horses with a bit of ability can normally take it another step. So she'd be a very valuable prospect at stud as a broodmare with black type, a stakes winner, or some stakes placed with black type on the page. So I'm definitely keen to run her through the grades and see how far she'll go.
All right. Well, good luck with the Pandemonium today, but also with Madame Pauline, because when you put so much effort in, it's nice to get them back to the races. It's just satisfaction, isn't it?
No, it is, and there's plenty of, you know, cases like her where you give them the time off, you do the rehabilitation, and you spend all the time on them, and they don't come back. So it is nice to see her back at the races, and she's fit and healthy, and yeah, we just hope that she comes home safely and puts in a good effort.
Yeah, well, good luck today and on Saturday too, Paul. Good to catch up.
Thanks very much.